Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
So you have icks that we didn't mention yesterday?
Small hands.
I'm right here.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Fine. I mean,
You have a great personality, though. You make up for it.
He's a fat too.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
No, but what's their stock?
Quarter Purdy.
Purdy. Are they gonna
Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Great story. I'm sitting here. I'm in my living room. I'm all alone. And I watch this show 20 hours a week.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
People are like, oh, yeah, you take a leak in somebody's alley. I've had people trying to take craps in my backyard.
Wow.
I mean,
now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, man? What it do?
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Curtis in Florida. One more day. Morning, Curtis.
Hey, Greg, how are you, buddy? That looked like an awesome foundation night last night.
We had a great night last night honoring some of our great partners, and I had a little tiny taste of a wedge salad, and that was about it.
All right, good job.
Nothing else.
I mean, I got to tell you, you are almost like, I want you to start eating. Like, I'm worried.
Shime, are we daring to try the new, I just remembered this during the intro. Are we going to give that new intro song a try on Monday or Tuesday or whatever, or is it just risky because everybody loves Tick, Tick, Boom? Did you listen to it?
I haven't yet,
oh,
no.
Okay.
We can give it a good old college try if you'd like next week. I'm not here on Monday, but I could probably string something together for Tuesday or Wednesday.
You're not here Monday?
No, we did over this yesterday.
I thought you were soft yesterday, come to find
me?
Out. Yeah, you, Greg. Shime's not here on Monday. Curtis not here on Monday. Courtney not here on Monday. Wow. What kind of program? What kind of outfit are you running in?
I think Courtney's here on Monday.
Yeah, Courtney's here on Monday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yes. I hope so.
She's partying up at MIAO. She might not get back in time.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I mean, you're the leader of this show.
I understand people are entitled to vacation time.
What's going on here?
What do you want me to step in? What do you want me to demand that Shime and Curtis work on Monday? Curtis does not take a lot of time off.
No,
I think I was the lowest in the whole company last year.
Well, I think the remote catches up with Curtis, so he kind of...
Well, for everybody that enjoys this is the final day I'll be doing a remote show in the year 2025.
I mean, I'm just saying, Greg, you're a boomer, and I hear you talk about all this remote work and flex time.
You like to stir the drink. I know that's your role, and I'm okay with it, but
we're striving for greatness here.
I am powerless.
Right.
I'm powerless to stop what's happening all around me. I don't know what to do.
Greg, can I ask a question about this? And yes. I think like we're playing into the psychosis of Courtney, and I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Shime, you know, getting things set up for the morning, and Courtney sent us a group text at 5 a.m. About the post. We can get to it. We don't have to get to the topic. But what in the world are you doing at 5 a.m. texting the radio show while you're on vacation in Miami?
I'm hoping she's just getting in from partying. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's true.
Maybe up early for a beach walk with Santo or something?
Could be.
Maybe.
But you're on vacation. You might as well enjoy it. You're going to work, you might as well come in.
Well, they probably want to be on the beach by 8 a.m.
Right.
And it probably takes 3 hours for Santo to pick his outfit.
That is true.
Greg, I got it. It's the thing that you hate the most. I guarantee you she's putting the towels out at the best spot by the pool.
Probably.
Wow, that's what she's doing.
She is probably a lounge hoarder, a lounge chair hoarder, I would say. Poolside.
I'm sorry. She woke Santo up to go do that. I'm sorry. I didn't. She's not actually doing that.
Enjoy your time off on Monday, Shime.
Wiggy. See, you set yourself up because I will try harder to be a disciplinarian.
Not everybody gets a trophy round.
But it's gonna happen to you at some point.
What's that?
You're gonna want vacation time.
Yeah, but I have an allotted amount of vacation and I take that time. None of us have allotted.
There's no allotted time. That's the problem with the whole thing. Like, I didn't write the rule. I didn't write the Odyssey rule that was unlimited flex time. So I'm stuck with that. I don't know.
I'm also not like taking a week. I'm off one day.
Oh, I mean, are we striving for greatness here? We're trying to be number one around here.
Yeah, we are. We are. You're right.
Oh.
It's tough
show
to do
moves
that.
Better when everybody's it's, in the building.
It does. It does. You're right. It's tough to be number one if everybody isn't here every single day. Yeah. I got you, Wiggy.
I guess this is like the Mayo atmosphere around here this year.
This is DJ from Hyannis. What's up, DJ?
Oh, Lord.
Wiggy just threw it down right there. What are you, Greg Mayo?
All right.
Let everyone walk all over you. Do whatever they want. Take time off. You're the next one out the door, brother. I already see it coming.
Yeah.
I already see it coming.
I mean, I guess I will try to walk taller and carry a larger stick or something.
Yeah,
like that,
you'll carry a large belly. I'll tell you that much.
Jeez. We don't have to get personal, DJ. DJ, yo, send
I
your...
I love you, brother. I love you, brother.
Send your picture over. Show me... Send the cover over when you were on GQ. Okay, DJ?
Hey, close enough, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I weigh 150. Nice and spelt.
There you go, DJ.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you.
All right, love you guys. Be good.
All right.
It's the mail way around here.
The post Marchand bump didn't last very long.
They're so much better without Marchand. I thought that's what Chime said. So much better.
Yeah, Jones and Keith were talking about it.
That was Swayman.
Talking about, you know, maybe this team is better without Brad Marchand.
Okay.
So
I will say Linus Solmark made the save of the year. If that's 5-4, it's a totally different night. That was an unbelievable save in the second period last night.
How do you get somebody like that around here, Curtis?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It is a what a disaster the whole season has been. And now we ran out of time with Milbury because we had the breaking news about David Andrews. But who do you think is there an obvious front runner to be the next coach of this team? Is there anybody that the hockey heads or puck heads, whatever, have been theorizing? Because obviously it's not going to be Sacco, we don't believe, right?
There's only, literally in the NHL, there's only 10 guys available, and they just shuffle job to job. So,
well,
it has to be somebody who's already working.
I know Scott McLaughlin, who writes for our website, suggested that there's a chance the Penguins let go of Mike Sullivan,
mm-hmm.
and that he may be interested and may be an interesting candidate for the job.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. He got the best out of McAvoy in the Four Nations. McAvoy's the key to the future. He's his father-in-law. And he's from here, right? Sullivan's from the Boston area.
Yeah, I mean...
Correct. I believe he's a BC High guy.
Would you want to be your son-in-law's boss? I mean, I know it happens in family businesses all the time.
But I mean, that's a little...
Might cause issues with your daughter. And
yeah.
Of course, you know...
Especially around here, you know, where people could get real critical about, you know, just if he's not playing well or maybe if the coach is not coaching well, it could be a sticky situation.
I'm honestly glad they lost because I was anticipating that they were going to somehow worm their way close to the playoffs and then not only get everybody excited,
right,
but screw themselves when it came to the draft. So I hate saying it, but I'm happy that they lost, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, I don't know how much, like, you know, when you start to look at this team, like, I think everybody was feeling good first two games. You know how that goes after you lose somebody or somebody departs, whether it's a coach, and everybody's a little bit more excited, playing with a little bit more energy. I told you, it's almost like a G League team out there. I'm like, who's this guy? Who's that guy? I've never heard of him. But, you know, it's more about how long this rebuild's going to take. And Milbury said at minimum 3 years.
Yeah, Shime was a little off on that when he said that they will. His guess is they will be a playoff team in a season.
I still think it's in play. Like, I don't know. I watched Casey Millsdat play. I'm actually kind of impressed with his ability. Like, I think that's a guy that you can actually utilize over the next year or so. And again, I think Don Sweeney is the kind of guy who can find players like Casey Millsdat who might be struggling in other places like Buffalo or wherever and bring them in and make them better. Like, that's kind of what he has done multiple times now in his tenure. And I think that can happen again. And if you mix in, like, a good draft pick along the way with Pasternak, McAvoy healthy, I think, and if Swayman can get his head on straight, like, I think you have a you'll be able to field a good hockey team.
I would love to see them try really, really hard. And we say this over and over again about the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to somebody like Jack Eichel, Shime, who is available, I think, next season.
That would be... I mean, talk about a moonshot. That would be awesome.
But local,
yeah, he's from Somerville. Yeah.
Local guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I don't think it's out of the question. Yeah.
You need top-end talent, though. That's what Milbury talked about yesterday. Like, you need...
Jack Eichel would be that.
Yeah, right. I know Jack Eichel would be that, but the other guy you was talking about, Millsdat, like, you know, what is he, a third, fourth liner? Like, you have no top-end talent. You have one player on in your forwards that's top-end talent, and that's Pasternak. And you're not going to be able to just win and be competitive with just one guy.
You're not also able to win when you give up four goals in the first period.
No.
Like they did last night.
No, so, no. Not when they come right back behind each other 20 seconds apart.
This is Art from Walpole. Hello, Art.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, guys. If you had to put one person, one major event, one major letdown that has caused the Bruins to have such a lackluster season, you have to put the dagger solely on Swayman. This guy is consistently inconsistent. He just doesn't look as involved as he should, and he has been the key to the letdown this year. Maybe they kept the wrong guy. You know, hindsight's always 20/20, but this is not the guy. I don't know. I've got a lot of issues with this guy. He was terrible last night, and I don't like the way he plays. He's had a terrible year.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't start well, and I don't know if you fault the Bruins for that or you fault Jeremy Swayman for that, but
right.
Didn't start well, and it's not ending well.
How much is the defense in front of him, though? I mean, we always talk about that. We always talk about, you know, it seems like that every opponent the Bruins play against, they're like, you know, always camped out in front of the net. So how much is the screens? You know,
I think you have to assume that next season there's no holdout, there's no issue with training camp, and he's the goaltender that you thought he was going to be.
Right.
But if those stories were true that Fluto Scienzala had in The Athletic before the season about how players were irked with the way Swayman approached it.
Yes.
How do you think they feel today?
Well, it also kind of explains, I guess, why Brad Marchand was looking for $7.5 million.
Right.
If, you know, he saw Swayman, off of his 2 years removed from a rookie season,
right,
hold out and get himself $8.5 million or whatever he got, I would guess.
And I hate to go back to the Courtney versus Keith thing.
Yeah.
But remember, who was so vocal on Swayman's holdout?
Brad Marchand.
Maybe there is some truth to, like, I know I would be upset if I was a player and a guy.
And the captain didn't support you.
Yeah, and he didn't support me as somebody who's trying to financially make it. So maybe there is a little bit of.
Wow. That's a great point, Wiggs.
You know, maybe. we never really thought about that. You would think, like, players might feel a certain way towards him.
Well, the information that Coco shared this morning, Curtis,
is
of interest, and we should probably get to that. We can't get to it now, but
that was going to be my lead with the Florio story I sent last night. Okay. What a night for Bill. Holy cannoli.
All right, we'll get to that during the leads. We will get to that and other things all coming up on this morning's show, including after the leads, they said it, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will go over what Ralphie Devers said about doing whatever makes the Red Sox happy. So
Curtis might have been right.
It seems like things are going swimmingly in Fort Myers with opening day just a couple weeks away. News with Scheim filling in for Courtney at 7:45 this morning. I think I have lift tickets to give away for the snow show a week from today at Wachusett Mountain. Why don't we try to do those early, Scheim?
I love that, Greg.
Remind me, maybe 6:45, we'll do those.
Perfect. That's a great idea.
Early, and we still have, I think, 5 or 6 spots to fill out when it comes to the ick bracket. And so our ick selection show will be Monday. So we got to get the ick bracket completely full, and we'll do that at any point on this morning's show. But right now, in Courtney's absence, here is Scheim with what is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Bruins lost to the Senators last night 6-3. Jeremy Swayman got pulled after giving up 4 goals in the first period. They'll take on the Lightning tomorrow at the Garden. Puck drop for that one is at 7. Celtics back in action tonight against the Heat in Miami. Tip-off for that is at 7. The Red Sox prospects lost to the Tampa Bay Rays prospects last night in the breakout game 7-5. We did get, as the game would suggest, a brief peek into the future, Greg. We got home runs from not just Christian Campbell, but also Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. And the Roman Anthony homer was an absolute blast.
The new big three, Scheim.
Holy smokes, those guys can ball. They have another
I love Roman Anthony.
He's going to be so much fun. It's going to be great. They have another futures game today, first pitch 105. You can listen to that on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Cooper Kupp has still yet to make his decision about where he will play next season. I believe Jordan Schultz did say the Jaguars officially out on the Cooper Cup sweepstakes.
So there was a back and forth, various whispers yesterday about what he wants money-wise.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like it landed on $12 million. A season, is that, does that seem reasonable?
Oh, that's, yeah, that's
super reasonable.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, what did Davante Adams get? 2 years and $46 million? Was
the
that
Jacksonville Jaguars paid $10 million for Dyami Brown, who had 300 yards receiving this year? $12.5 million is a steal.
Yeah, you gave you gave what, Nelson Aguilar $10 million? So yeah, that's
God, don't bring that up.
I would do that.
I thought Aguilar was like 13 or 14 or something.
Whatever. I would give a listen. If Cooper Kupp wants that, I'd give that to him all day. That's all a bargain.
We were catching, unlike Aguilar.
Greg, Aguilar's deal was $14 million, but it dropped to $10 million.
And I don't know what's going on with David Andrews. Like, I'm feeling, I'm assuming that we're getting into the press conference yesterday, which was, I don't want to be
awkward,
negative, but it was weird. Like, we can get into that. But it sounds to me like they went out of their way to mention that they're going to honor him and put him into the Patriots Hall of Fame, whatever. So does that mean that he's told them he's retiring in your mind, Wiggy?
For me, he made it seem like he was coming back to play. He said
Patriot for life. He put his Instagram out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Because
he had said the reason why he got the surgery, so he was come back.
That was early, but now I don't know if he told it. I don't know if he just doesn't want to.
And I feel like on his podcast, did he always talk about coming back next year?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I heard yesterday that he does not want to retire. I mean, it wasn't from, you know, an A-plus source, but I was told that this is not the end for David Andrews if it were up to him.
Okay. In the Twitch chat, they say, why cut somebody who's retiring? It's because they did it with Julian Edelman, and it's the way they do things sometimes. So I don't know what.
But what
happens relatively frequently?
But wouldn't Andrews have already come out and said it? Like, he's been sitting all year, so it's not like he had to wait till the season's over to think about if he wanted to retire. He's been sitting all season long. He would know whether or not he wanted to play this year or not.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Sean.
No problem. Day two at the Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass starts a little later this morning. Lucas Glover, J.J. Spahn, and Camilo Villegas currently hold a tie for the lead at 6-under. Rory McIlroy, though, he was having a day yesterday. He was only able to hit 4 fairways. Didn't matter. The guy cobbled together a 5-under day. He's only 1 stroke back of the lead. He was the best player in that group with Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler yesterday. Trending Now is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Get St. Patrick's savings today at Shaw's and Star Market. Signature Select corned beef point cut is just $1.27 a pound, and green cabbage is 17 cents a pound when you use a digital coupon. Both limit to while supplies last. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 36 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 51. Greg, good news, parade day in Southeast. 65 high, windy, it's going to feel like it's in the 50s. A perfect day for day drinking at the parade.
Okay, I received a warning this morning from the Boston Police Department. Please do not over-inflate your balloon. There's a real concern over there that if you're bringing balloons, that there would be too much helium in them. So please be careful when going to the parade on Sunday.
What happens if there's too much helium? Do you just float away?
They're very concerned about too much helium in South Boston. It's a real
helium pollution.
It was a real problem. They apprehended 2 people with excessive helium in their balloons last year, and it's zero tolerance on Sunday for that. All right, our leads.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Up next. Chime, I would say Let It Breathe, but if you're out and about this weekend, you will probably hear that 20 or 30 times when you hear live music. So, open to any and all Irish-themed rejoins this morning?
Sure, fire away.
Okay. On the DMs, on your personal DMs, how do you want them?
Yeah, you can send them to me on Instagram, ShimeTime12. You can also at me in the Twitch chat if you'd like.
All right. Two sleeps to St. Patrick's Day, and two sleeps to the selection show, and we will be joined on this program Monday by Nick Kostos, and he will tell you how to wager when it comes to the big dance. And so, a little alarming yesterday, Cooper Flagg in the wheelchair after ankle injury during that ACC tournament
game. Too.
It did look bad.
He came back on the bench, though, so.
They were going to be a one seed. And I think odds-wise, I think the Blue Devils were had the second-best odds to win the whole thing.
If you believe Vegas, their odds only shifted by, like, 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, really?
It went from plus 320 to plus 375, I believe.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So not big much of a shift. I don't think they think it's a massive injury for Cooper Flagg.
Okay, then why the wheelchair?
Greg, Paul Pierce got wheeled out of the wheelchair, too. You never
came back and lit it up.
Sometimes people like to embellish things.
I guess so. On the Subaru of New England text line, a suggestion that there should be a consequence for whoever ends up being the clubhouse leader at the end of the year when it comes to flex time. Back to your statement at the start of the show, following up on your statement yesterday that I have become soft, as you put it.
You have.
I don't know what the consequence would be, but we could work on that, I guess.
Maybe they're going to buy everybody lunch. But then again,
you always seem to go directly to food.
Yeah, I mean, that's because I think everybody can kind of get on board with that one, right? And everybody's happy with that one. Okay. But then again, you got to be careful, because whoever does come up as the leader in the clubhouse will probably be like, this is unfair. And then, you know, you don't want to make somebody feel.
Well, if you want to look at precedent, Greg, in 2024, Ken Laird tabulated the entire Odyssey cluster.
Yes.
All of WEEI.
Yeah.
And he, according to his calculations, which Wiggy and I can attest have been wrong often, but he said that Christian Arcan, by a wide margin, led the radio station. And then, as punishment, he got the Christian Arcan show. So we'll see what happens in 2025.
Arcan had, like, was it 30 days or so? He had an inordinate amount of flex days, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it was interesting.
If you can get that many.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I might be leader in the clubhouse. If I know we're running a, you know, we're running a program here that's just kind of loosey-goosey.
It's kind of loosey-goosey. Yeah. Not really ship-shape is what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about consequences or repercussions.
Right. The guy who's running the outfit over there doesn't hold anybody else accountable.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
You say that 100 times today.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I feel like this. Maybe I could just drive 150 miles an hour down the street. No one's going to do nothing.
All right. Well, we're going to get to our leads coming up, and then we'll get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And not only will we go over what Wiggy's guy, Ralphie Devers, said about doing whatever the Red Sox want him to do, but we'll certainly go over what was said at the New England Patriots signing press conference yesterday.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
Whatever you want to call that.
It's my boy right there.
Whatever you want to call that event yesterday.
Ralphie D.
And it was five, believe it or not, I can't believe it, but time goes quicker the older you get. It was 5 years ago today that the world as we knew it was shut down.
Really?
Here in Massachusetts and in the United States of America.
Oof.
And Charlie Baker determined that students would not be going to school and that there would be an eventual... We thought it would last a day or two.
Right.
I believe that throughout the show today, Shime has gone back and we have some audio drops that we can share to remember what it was like 5 years ago. Is that correct, Shime?
Yeah, I've gathered a few.
Okay.
Such a waste of time.
You want to know a fun fact about 5 years ago? I read a story over the weekend. In 2005, George Bush was at Camp David, and he read a book about the Spanish flu of 1918.
Yeah.
And realized how woefully unprepared America was for an event such as that. So he ordered his, you know, whatever the hell department at that time to figure out a plan.
Right.
They read a story from Australia and New Zealand, which mentioned social distancing. They took that, put it into their plans for the future. And it turns out it was a teenager who had just theorized that in a thesis. It was not some scientist. Mm. Oh. And that was the basis. Like, we still on our side streets and in supermarkets have X's for where to stand in line like you're at a Broadway show.
Well, that's apparently, I read the same thing, that's where they figured out also that you should not go any further than balls deep in the ocean.
That is true.
Because of the spread.
I remember that. Talk about one guy that won. That was the best 5 years of Fauci's life. Guy got paid.
Oh, my God.
Got turned down, Dancing with the Stars. That's a good time for him.
Yeah. Throughout the first pitch, if I remember.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci.
Oh, yeah.
At a Major League Baseball game.
Yes.
Yeah.
That thing worked out good for him.
Then he was the only real person sitting there. I think there were some cardboard stand-ups of fans that were around him, but what a time.
Man, I can't believe that is reality. It was our reality.
Does it seem like 5 years ago, though, or does it seem like it does?
It seems longer for some reason, yeah.
Well, since, Greg, this weekend is the parade, would you like a drop centered around the parade in South Boston?
From 5 years ago.
From 5 years ago,
because they were wondering...
On this very show.
They were wondering about whether they were going to shut the parade down or not. I think we had Marty Walsh on this show almost immediately when he was debating whether or not the parade was going to happen or not. So this is a drop of us talking about that from 5 years ago.
I believe it was during the leads, actually,
during
that morning.
During the leads 5 years ago today. All right.
So the streets of South Boston over the weekend were full, packed, with 18 to 24-year-olds celebrating and partying like nothing in the world was going on. On Sunday morning, I was driving down Broadway, and there were street vendors lining the streets, and cab after cab after cab of kids were being dropped off right before Mayor Walsh shut down all the bars in Southie.
Uh-oh.
Which led to a house party on every single block. Yesterday, it was Party Central minus the parade in South Boston. It really is the latest and greatest example of the me-first world that we live in. I earned the right to party today. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to get sick, and Nana and Papa will, but that's okay. They're old anyway. They were able to party when they were younger.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Remember, you were going to do a rogue float.
No, we were going to do a rogue parade, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, yes, you were going to do like, yes, the rogue.
That would have been epic.
Yes. You were like, oh, let me find, see if I can get a flatbed. We'll just do our own rogue. And then I think
a brilliant move by Mayor Walsh. Instead of people being outside, you put people inside apartments. Like, think of how dumb that, like, that, this, I was called a moron. Think of that 5 years ago, before all this happened. Was anybody more right than me about how stupid it was to go inside a house instead of being outside? And I never got a degree in any medical field whatsoever.
But in the Twitch chat, they're suggesting you weren't right. You were kind of left at that period of time. See, Curtis is very, can go left, he can go right.
Hey, he's flexible.
So in that moment, it's smarter to be outside partying than to be in a confined space. How many people got COVID outside?
None. I don't think.
Right.
The NFL played games and barely anybody got COVID outside.
So stupid.
No, Cam Newton got it at the Braintree, the South Shore Plaza in Braintree.
Looking for a hat.
Exactly. More likely to get it at the plaza than on a football field.
That's what killed the Patriots that year, because he couldn't play in the Kansas City game. They almost beat Kansas City.
What a time.
Man.
Not wild to hear that.
Those are the good old days.
Wow. Right after that, they took all the flags out of the holes at the golf course so that nobody would touch them.
They took the nets down off of the courts.
Yes, they did.
Yes, on First Street.
Yeah.
Well, they literally closed basketball nets.
I'll tell you, boy. That was a good old days. They had the police ready for you, Greg. They said if you go rogue float, rogue parade, you are getting arrested.
2 weeks to stop the spread. Isn't that what we thought 5 years ago today? Yeah. It would just be 2 weeks, Curtis, that we would
when
be.
When this is over.
Yeah.
I think Dale and Cuomo said if you were near somebody without a mask, you should be charged for attempted murder or murder if the person died.
When this is over.
Well,
I tell you,
my favorite was when Jimmy Kimmel said if you don't get vaccinated, you shouldn't be treated in a hospital. Yeah. What a conscientious, kind guy.
No happy birthday songs.
Mm-hmm. All right. We should get to our leads next. So, Shime, Wiggy, Jackson lead today, I would assume?
Sure, your name's on the show.
I love Jackson's leads.
Well, but I'm soft, apparently, so I don't know.
Greg, you're not soft. Wiggy's soft. Just...
No. Wiggy. Shime's only saying you're not soft because Shime's taking off Monday.
Yeah.
Wiggy so what, says, Wiggy, it's a day. Sometimes people have things they need to attend to that they can't attend to non-workout.
So let me ask you this. What are you doing Monday?
I'm going to be in Florida at my mother's.
Just chilling?
No.
So what you doing?
She has medical things that need to be taken care of.
See?
So you're only down there for one?
See?
Wait a second.
No, so I'm flying down. Hold on. No, see, Wiggy, I'm literally flying down Saturday after I do my show.
So one day and you're coming back.
Yes.
Medical things for one day.
Yes,
if there's medical issues, I would say, okay, Shime, take a couple days off. Attend to what you need to attend to.
This is why you're not a manager. No disrespect.
No, because
you don't understand what people are going through and work-life balance. I do.
Oh, Greg, guess what?
I understand work-life balance.
Is that what it is?
And sometimes life comes before work.
No, Greg's a tremendous manager. No.
Sometimes people, I used to do it all the time with the kids. Sometimes they use certain things to...
Are you calling it an excuse?
Yeah, sometimes they like to. They like to bend the truth a little bit.
Okay, Wiggy.
I gotta go down there for medical things.
You are suggesting that Shime is bending the truth about his mom's medical necessities.
No. Like he's probably gotta see her. But if it's something, shouldn't you be down there for more than one day?
No, she has a specific appointment on Monday that I need to be there for, and that's why. And we couldn't do it any other day because the doctors don't open on weekends, which is dumb. For us people who like to work Monday to Friday.
So why not care to her the day after the appointment as well?
Because she doesn't need me there full time.
So
she needs me there for the appointment. That's the whole point.
See, it's a little sketchy right here.
All right, Wiggy.
It's a little sketchy. When my mother was sick and she needed me not for just for the day of the appointment, but maybe the next day as well. And maybe even the day after.
Well, that's why I'm there Sunday, too. Like, my brother and I have been flying down constantly. I don't know what you want from me.
Are you questioning whether or not she even lives in Florida?
No. I'm just saying, you know, people tend to, you know.
If he was going to Milwaukee, would you take him seriously?
No. I don't. It doesn't matter where it is. But I know. I'm just saying, like, it's only one day.
All right. We're going to take a break. We will get
you better hope nothing pops up where he has to miss time because, boy, it's going to be open season.
That's all right.
Yep, Curtis. Yep.
That is a karma card I would not be playing.
Listen, come after me, but the thing is
I don't. That's the thing. We don't come after you.
I come into work.
Nobody bitches when you're off. You just lose your mind when anybody else takes a day.
Because I never take time off, Curtis. I'm here for the show.
And then you lie about it.
No, I take vacation time.
Yeah, it's time off.
What the hell is what is the difference?
I get 3 weeks vacation.
You just said you don't take off, and then you said I take vacation time.
Yes.
Nothing dumber has been uttered simultaneously.
A lot of vacation.
Now, what is the difference between time off and vacation, if I could understand it?
Because at a job, the boss should be like, well, we're in a...
All right, I'm going to do it again. What's the difference between time off and vacation?
Because
Wiggy's taking his sweatshirt off for this one.
Yeah.
Let me write this down. What's the difference between time off and vacation?
Now there's no more vacation. It's called flex time. Everybody does it.
Yeah, so now there's
You just said you don't take time off. You take vacation.
I'm here for the show. I'm here to try to do what I gotta do on my part to get us to number one.
But you said you take vacation time.
I take vacation time in the summer when the books don't matter as much. I'm here for big
every day
things.
Matters. Uh-huh. You learn and grow every single day.
Are we in the heat of free agency right now,
NFL free agency? Yes, we are,
Isn't Chime one of our NFL guys?
Yes, he is, the professor.
So
a lot of free agent stuff going on yesterday.
Well, still, I mean, we're running a loose ship around here.
I don't like steak. I only like filet.
We are running a loose ship around here.
I apologize.
We are like a brothel.
What in the world?
Speaking of brothels.
Uh-huh.
Today, the brothel hearings begin in Boston today, Curtis.
Really?
Do you think we'll know anybody that's on the list?
You definitely know somebody.
I am done getting excited about things prematurely because we had that list that was supposed to come out, never came out. I've been all giddy about the JFK, MLK, RFK, J files. Those
aliens,
aren't out. Like
aliens, we want to know where the aliens are. We never get the answer on any of it. But
it's all under lock and
key. Should be a perp walk in court today with the Johns here in the city of Boston. So, all right, we are back with our leads now.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Next.
Shime, I believe that is the Pogues. Am I correct about that?
Nailed it, Greg. Well done. Okay,
great lead with St. Patrick's Day Sunday. And I wish you all, those of you who have a little bit of the Irish in you, a great St. Patrick's Day. We will see you, some of us will see you, on Sunday at Loco for our Greg Hill Foundation Southeast Social event. Third or fourth or fifth year that we've done it. There are still a few tickets available. So if you want music, great food, and prime parade viewing inside, you can do it at Loco. I think Wiggy will be there. Curtis says he's stopping by. So
yeah, James has a good fake, so we'll get in there. Okay. We'll be ready to roll.
Excellent. This you can watch this show every day on Twitch, where it is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the other two in my adopted home continent, one in Portland, Maine, and the other in Bath, Maine. Visit springersjewelers.com. And they present this show on Twitch every single day. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Before I get to my lead, though, I just want to say, I love how Wiggy talks like that, even though he took three less flex days than me last year. It's not like I took it. Two license. Yes, you did.
At the top of the list.
Yes, exactly. You took nine. I took 12. I just looked.
No. That's cap.
Go ahead and go back and look
that
at the list.
Cap.
Has
for it does seem a little bit hypocritical.
No, there's no way. That is cap.
Wiki, you can
okay,
check.
Okay, so
the
how
list.
Many did you take? How many did you take?
I don't know. I can't remember what Ken had me down
for. How do you know
nine.
It's cap?
I literally looked.
So I only took nine. I only had nine flex days.
Correct, and I had 12. That's what I said.
All right, so you had more than me.
Yes, I said I had three more than you. You act like I had like twice as many as you.
Nine is what? What's that? A week and what's that? Five almost. That's less than 2 weeks. And my allotted time is 3 weeks. And I'm sick right now, and I'm here today.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
That's it. I battled through it.
Thank you for your service.
Had surgery, was here the next day. Yeah,
thank you for your service.
Face surgery, too.
Anyways, post-Brad Marchand trade, the Bruins to me, I don't know, like Jeremy Swayman wasn't good last night, but the team just looks fast. Greg, I'm not saying they're better. But I got to say, I enjoy watching them play. Because I feel like it is a little bit of a different style. Like, it's probably just because it's an influx of a lot of younger guys who have something to prove, but they're banging bodies, they're chasing pucks, they have active sticks, like, they're everywhere. And guys
they gave
like,
up four in the first period last
I'm aware,
night,
Sean. Greg. Like I said, Jeremy Swayman was terrible. I don't really include him in this. It's more so, I just kind of, like, that second and third period was kind of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, that team was good. And it's just like guys like Casey Mittelstadt are surprising me. I feel like every time I see him on the ice, he makes a great play. So, look, I like the way they're playing right now. They're not going to be a playoff team. They're not, like, all of a sudden 10 times better than they were last Friday. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying they're a little bit more enjoyable to watch right now. That's
okay.
All.
All right. Shime, thank you. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. So I have a wonderful life hack for everybody out there. And
ooh.
I might be a little bit behind on this because I have heard of it before, but I've never experienced it. So my fiance and I last night, we were trying to figure out something for dinner, you know, something different. And she found a Costco gift card in her purse that she had for a long time. So we went to Costco for the first time ever together, and we did the $1.50 hot dog and Coke combo.
Right.
I cannot believe that I've missed out on this for this long.
Every hot dog, according to science, takes 35 minutes off of your life.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, according
to... I don't want to freak you out or anything.
That's okay. According to stats, Costco has sold more hot dogs than every Major League Baseball park combined since 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I did some research on this. So they've had this deal. It's $1.50 for a hot dog and a 20-ounce soda. And they've had it since 1984. Haven't changed the price. And it's a great life hack. If you don't have a lot of money, you feel like you have something to eat. No, and everybody loves a hot dog, right?
Aren't they also cooking snacks and things that you can take advantage of, right, on the donut? Like, do they have people in the store, like, cooking things and preparing things?
Yeah, there's, like, little, like, the on the toothpicks, like, you know, when you walk around.
The samples?
Like, yeah, the little samples. The only thing is you got to pay, what, $150 a year for your...
$65 a year.
Oh, it's $65 a year for Costco membership?
Yeah, we don't have one yet.
I can tell you this. I go to Shaw's and Star Market, no fee up front, and you get the best deals around.
You know what? That's where I go for my regular grocery shopping, absolutely.
All right. So basically, you took the little lady out to dinner.
Yes.
For $3.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh.
It's like 1930.
You got that right.
Was she impressed with Costco?
She was impressed.
She was, yeah.
Just because it was something different.
Did you guys sit right there? Did you bring your own silverware and sit right down at a table?
We sat down right amongst the people at a table. We didn't bring silverware because they're hot dogs.
All right. Excellent life hack from Jackson.
I didn't know if you're looking for dinner for less than $5, go to Costco.
You got it. Absolutely.
We call that a life jack around here.
Love the life jacks.
Okay. Chime, you didn't remind me about lift tickets, but I remembered on my own.
Friday. My fault.
I promised them.
Got distracted by Wiggy accosting me for flex day.
No, he's focused on his day off. That's why. He's already checked out. Today's
Oh, so it's really 2 days off.
Yeah, I'm definitely not.
Because he mails in today.
Yeah.
And I didn't
I'm totally not working tomorrow, too, when you're at home.
Like, what time's your flight? I thought you said you were going down there Saturday.
I am. I'm flying after. Wow. You just don't listen. I'm flying. I'm doing a show here tomorrow, actually. 11 to 1, Shimon Lions. And then I'm driving from here right over to the airport, Wiggy, and I'm flying down. So there you go. Look at that.
All right. Well, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will get a couple lift tickets so you can ski or board with us 1 week from today at the last snow show of the winter, which is at Wachusett Mountain. And we will be there. We'll be out there the night before for a pregame at the Copper Top Lounge. And then I think we've been invited to dinner at the Barn, which is I'm told is a great spot out there. So can't wait to see you next Thursday night at Wachusett Mountain from 5 to 7, and then Friday morning at the mountain for a snow show. But if you're caller number 9 right now, you get a couple lift tickets so you can ski or board for free. And if you're one of the first 25 who show up a week from today, bright and early, and you're willing to download the Odyssey app and allow me to bear witness to it, download the app right there on the spot, I also will have lift tickets for you. So we'll see you in a week at Wachusett, and we'll be back with the rest of today's leads next.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!